Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas is making a pitch to the UN Security Council, hold an international peace conference this year to salvage the idea of a Palestinian state. The Palestinian leader doesn't want the U.S. in charge of the peace process after the Trump administration's decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has more.
Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas says last year he was open to President Trump's talk of an historic peace deal. That was until Trump took what Abbas called a dangerous move to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Abbas spoke to the UN Security Council through an interpreter.
It did so ignoring that East Jerusalem is part of the Palestinian territory. It is occupied since 1967, and it is our capital.
Abbas argues that international law is on his side, pointing to numerous UN Security Council resolutions that he says endorse Palestinian hopes for an independent state and claims for part of Jerusalem.
Israel is acting as a state above the law. It has transformed the occupation from a temporary situation as per international law into a situation of permanent settlement colonization.
U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley sat with her arms crossed as the Palestinian leader spoke. Behind her, President Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner and Middle East envoy Jason Greenblatt. The U.S. says its announcement on Jerusalem simply recognizes that the city is the seat of Israel's government, and Haley says it's Abbas who has a choice to make.
You can choose to denounce the United States, reject the U.S. role in peace talks, and pursue punitive measures against Israel in international forums like the U.N. I assure you that path will get the Palestinian people exactly nowhere.
Or, she says, Abbas can negotiate.
Our negotiators are sitting right behind me, ready to talk. But we will not chase after you. The choice, Mr. President, is yours.
Abbas, though, left the council well before Haley spoke and before Israel's ambassador, Danny Danon, had a chance to respond.
Mr. Abbas came in, he put his demands on the table, and he left, and he's expecting you to deliver the results. It's not going to work that way.
Abbas is calling for an international conference by the middle of this year. The Trump administration, meantime, says it's working on a peace plan that the U.S. will present, quote, when the time is right. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.